few weeks of mild weather take a financial burden off of us. When the weather's nice, you don't have to do much to keep yourself comfortable at home. But then the weather turns colder and you have to turn the heat on and the bills go up. A program now operating in Jackson, Josephine, and Douglas counties offers a chance to get a new heat source installed for a decent price. It's a particular kind of heat source, a ductless heat pump. Let's find out more about the device and the reason it's being offered. We have three guests in the studio with me is Hannah Soul from normally from Rogue Climate and Energized Rogue, and she can explain the interrelation there in just a moment. Hannah, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Jeff.
Damon Cochran is with us from Allied Comfort Pro, which does the installation. Damon, good to have you here.
Good morning.
And by phone, we have the Spark Northwest project manager, Jill Eichenhorst. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Can you walk us through how this all got started? Jill, that'd be you.
Yes. So basically, we've been, my organization, Spark Northwest, has been doing this type of campaign throughout Washington and Oregon with both solar and ductless heat pumps. We wanted to come to the Rogue Valley and work in that area. We got connected with Rogue Climate and found out about all of the great work that they're doing and the great outreach that they do in the area. And we also found a funding source from the USDA Rural Development that helps support jobs. And so we decided to do this campaign as a way to support jobs at the installer businesses that we're working with in the area.
Was there a certain number of jobs that you had to indicate in your request for the grant?
I think the initial request we had for our first grant last year was one job created and one retained. And in last year's campaign, we created three jobs and retained one. So this year we're expanding to including Jackson County as well as Josephine County and Douglas County, and we wanted to retain and create a total of seven jobs through this campaign.
And how big a grant is it?
The grant this year is for $70,000, and it also includes community match from different organizations that we're partnering with in the area who are providing all kinds of in-kind services in terms of, helping us out with the campaign, giving us free space to meet in, that kind of thing.
All right. By federal standards, it's not a pile of money at $70,000, but as you mentioned, there are some other monies in here as well. Hannah Soul, let's turn to you, because when you come in here, you're usually wearing, metaphorically, the hat of Rogue Climate, but you're here as Energized Rogue. What's the interrelation between them?
Yeah, so I'm still really here with Rogue Climate. Energized Rogue is really a program of Rogue Climate and Spark Northwest and then many other community partners, including Allied Comfort Pro and the Rogue Valley Council of Governments and some other organizations in the area have partnered to really get this program off and running.
So the focus is on more efficient use of energy toward an end of reducing, I'm guessing, the use of fossil fuels?
Yeah, so we, for a couple of years now, we've been working on developing clean energy action plans for some communities in Southern Oregon. And so when Spark Northwest reached out to us about this program, it seemed like a really great opportunity to actually move forward some of the action plans and start getting clean energy jobs growing in our community and really building that clean energy economy that's already really starting to grow in Southern Oregon. And it also was a great opportunity to help people learn more about ductless heat pumps. Before we started this program, I didn't even know what a ductless heat pump was. Many people don't. And so we wanted to make sure that people knew what are their options for reducing energy use, lowering their bills, having more comfort in their homes, and really starting that transition in our communities to clean energy and also to job growth in clean energy jobs.
So that's the perfect segue to Damon Cochran, and you can start explaining to us what a ductless heat pump is as opposed to the old kind of heat pump.
Sure. As opposed to the unitary system where you have ductwork, heating and cooling your house, you have an outside heat pump and an indoor cassette or ceiling mount unit with no ductwork. So all the air is driven through the indoor cassette blowing in the house.
So it's one location in the house that has the heat being distributed from that point, heat and cooling.
Yeah,
as well.
for the main purpose of this program, yeah. But there are more solutions where you can have two, three, or even four cassettes in the home mm-hmm. in different spots.
So, you know, I've always sort of struggled to understand what heat pumps do because people talk about them taking cool air out of the air and warm air out of the air. How do they actually work?
Well, what they do is the heat pump outside takes the environmental air, basically makes refrigerant hot and pumps hot refrigerant into a coil, and then the coil gets hot and the fan blows over that coil, and that's how you get your heat. In the summertime, it has a valve on the heat pump that reverses and basically does the opposite. It pumps cool refrigerant through that line, makes the coil cold, and does the opposite.
So there's always a refrigerant compression kind of process going on in
yep.
there? All right. So it seems like ductless heat pumps have really sort of come on as the next big thing. I mean, what makes them, if you'll pardon the expression, so hot?
Well, they've been around for quite a while, actually, mostly in Europe, and they've just been kind of gaining more ground here in the States. But programs like this have been making people a lot more aware. I would say the reason why they're gaining a lot more traction is obviously the efficiency. They're a lot more efficient. The noise level is a lot quieter. They're a lot easier to install, so you can put them in a lot of spaces where you can't put traditional ductwork and unitary systems, which is a big benefit for a lot of people.
Oh, so no or low attic or no or low basement, things like that.
Stuff like that, you know. Bonus rooms, two-story houses they work well in, old houses where they're registered as landmarks, things like that where you can't get ductwork in, yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. So could you put more than one in a house, though? I mean, do they lend themselves to that? If you've got a big enough old house, for example.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of solutions, like I said. You can have just one off of one outdoor heat pump. You can actually have up to, a bunch, but eight indoor cassettes in the house.
Mm-hmm, okay. From running off one outside unit?
Yes.
All right. We're talking about ductless heat pumps and a program to help them get installed for a lower price in Jackson, Josephine, and Douglas counties with Energize Rogue, Spark Northwest, and Allied Comfort Pro. Damon Cochran's with Allied Comfort Pro. Jill Eichenhorst is with Spark Northwest, and Hannah Soul is with Rogue Climate, which is running the Energize Rogue campaign. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760. If you have questions or comments about the program, we'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jill Eichenhorst, how widespread has this gotten even before it got into Jackson, Josephine, and Douglas counties?
Well, there's actually 100,000-plus ductless heat pumps that have been installed in the Northwest over the past several years. And it's really gaining ground in this area as a great solution for heating and cooling. Our program, the Energize program, we actually started in Washington and did a pilot program, and that was really successful with 38 installs. So we decided to replicate that in Klickitat County in Washington and in the Rogue Valley.
So give us a sense then, Hannah Soul, what's being offered here? I mean, what is the deal on the table that people can take advantage of, and who is in a position to take part in this?
Right. So the Energize Rogue program is what's called a group purchase program. So the purpose of it is to get a cheaper price from the installers because multiple people are purchasing ductless heat pumps at the same time, basically, which reduces the cost of the heat pumps because the installers then don't need to work with a lot of different people individually. So how the program works is that first off, we do a training or business training for contractors to help them understand how a group purchase program works. And then we have a group of volunteers that actually reviews what are called RFPs or requests for proposals from contractors. Or proposals from contractors, and then they actually go through a process to select one contractor to work with a whole group of people. And then folks from the community can come to a one-hour workshop to learn about ductless heat pumps, how they work, what incentives are available, and they have to come to that workshop to actually get the discount. And then at that workshop, they'll sign up for an appointment, a one-on-one appointment at their home with, in Jackson County, the contractor we're working with is Allied Comfort Pro. It'll be a different contractor in Josephine and Douglas counties. And then Allied Comfort Pro will set up an appointment with folks that come to the workshops and actually go to their house, give them an assessment, and give them a cost assessment. And in Jackson County, folks have been getting about a 10% discount from the overall cost of the program. And this program we're running through the end of 2017 because there's actually a residential energy tax credit that expires at the end of 2017. So we're really trying to squeeze in this program through the end of the year so folks can also take advantage of that RETC or that residential energy tax credit.
How many people potentially could be served in Jackson, Josephine, and Douglas counties?
So there's really no upper limit. And the first round of the Energize program, we had 73 installs in Jackson County. We have only one more workshop in Jackson County. That's on next Wednesday, October 25th in Medford at the RCC-SOU Higher Education Center building. So that will be the last opportunity for folks to participate in the Jackson County workshop. And then in Josephine, the dates and locations are still being decided, but the next workshops will be in November and December. And then in Douglas County, the workshops are coming up on November 7th and December 7th in Roseburg.
So you mentioned that you're trying to take advantage of a residential energy program that ends at the end of the year. Do the installs have to be done by the end of the year?
Nope. So folks just need to sign their contracts with the contractor before the end of the year and put down the payment for the systems.
A
small deposit. And then the installs have to be completed by April of next year. So there's a little bit more of a buffer room for people to actually get those installs, but they do need to sign a contract with the contractor by the end of the year.
All right. And they have to attend the meeting too. Now, if they want to attend the meeting next Wednesday, October 25th at the Higher Education Center in Medford, do they have to sign up in advance? And when is it?
Yes, they do need to sign up in advance. They can register online at energizerogue.org. There's a limited space in the building, so it's important to sign up ahead of time. And there's actually going to be two workshops next Wednesday, one at 5 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. So they're just 1 hour long, and you'll get some really great information about ductless heat pumps, how they work, and be able to sign up right there.
So two sessions then, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So David Cochran, I mean, are your guys going to be super busy if a lot of people sign up for the program? Have you been super busy already?
We have been super busy. The first one in the spring was a big success and, you know, helped our company grow, and we helped a lot of people. This one, even with just two workshops or two different dates that we had, probably going to be about the same amount of people. So we're hoping to get about the same amount of installs, which, like Hannah said, was around 70, so.
All right, so you got a device outside, cassette inside, obviously some tubing and wiring between them, I would think.
Correct.
And then, so how long an installation is this?
For this, the one-to-ones, which means one outdoor unit and one indoor unit, we can do those in probably a day or less. A lot of people are going with two cassettes, and those we can still get done in one day. So for the most part, most of these are, it's taken one day.
Okay, so for any of you, what level of efficiency are we talking about here? If you're installing a ductless heat pump versus something else that you may have had before, what's the difference in energy consumption and then therefore in cost?
For usage?
Yeah.
Well, on the unitary side, they measure these things with a bunch of acronyms, and for heating, it's HSPF, and for a good unitary system, a 9.5 HSPF, which is a heating season performance factor, will get you the tax credit, and it's extremely efficient. For the ductless ones, they go all the way up to 12. So they're about, 20 to 30% more efficient on the heating side.
20 to 30% more efficient. Okay, but it is. So do they commonly end up getting used to replace gas systems or an existing electrical system? Or
All of them. Yeah, you can do a lot of things. You can offset what you have. The Energy Trust of Oregon really likes you offsetting electric resistance heat, which is ceiling or baseboard, cadet heaters, things like that, which also gets you another incentive. But they offset all of them, fossil fuels, gas, propane, yes.
And Hannah Soul, was this the kind of thing that at Rogue Climate you were quick to embrace because it was right up the alley of energy efficiency you're always looking for anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. And, for years, back in 2012, there was a renewable energy assessment of the Rogue Valley, and energy efficiency and solar were really identified as the best opportunities for our community in terms of transitioning to clean energy and also really for creating jobs. So it's been so exciting to see the success of this program and how happy people are with these ductless heat pumps, how much energy they're saving, and also how many jobs that they've been creating and starting to create in Southern Oregon. So it's been a really great program for us, and we've really enjoyed working with all of the partners to make it happen.
Ductless heat pumps through the Energize Rogue program. The discussion here on the Jefferson Exchange. Hannah Soles with Rogue Climate, Jill Eichenhorst with Spark Northwest, Damon Cochran from Allied Comfort Pro. We have an email here from Wolfgang in Sunny Valley who says he's been around for a long time and in Europe. Radiators right under the window create an airflow around the room, including the recirculation of controllable outside air, totally low tech. And then he says we have reversible ceiling fans, total $85 for the burner and $15 for the ceiling fan at a thrift shop. So, I mean, it just sounds like people have other ways of keeping themselves
comfortable.
Oh, of course.
Everybody's got their own method. A lot of people, open their doors in the morning and cool the house off and shut everything down at night and they're perfectly fine with that. Yeah, to each their own. It's fine.
How loud, I wonder, are the cassettes inside the house? I mean, I've lived in places where you had like just the central device blowing some air around. And first of all, is there a fan? And second of all, how loud is it?
Yeah, there's a fan on both pieces. The one on the inside is whisper quiet. They run at really low speeds. The technology on these ductless heat pumps are all variable speed, inverter-driven compressors, variable speed fans. So they're running at really low speeds all the time. So you can walk up to it and not even hear it.
Let's take a call. We have Tom in Jackson County on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Damon Cochran, Hannah Soule, and Jill Eichenhorst.
Good morning. I run on alternative energy. Would a system adapt to low energy usage? Do you know how much their smallest unit draws?
In the way of amperage?
Yes.
The smallest unit, if you were to get a 9,000 BTU unit, is only drawing 20 amps at the max, usually only 15.
Which is a pretty standard house circuit for a microwave or something, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the question, Tom. Appreciate that. I think you had mentioned, Jill, when we first set out here, talking about solar installations that had been part of this program at some point, too?
Indeed. We actually started this program. It's based on the model called Solarize, which people may have heard of. There's been campaigns that have happened all over Oregon and Washington and have actually spread throughout the country and throughout the world. The first programs were not actually started by my organization in Portland. And, you know, it was just a group of neighborhood activists who wanted to do something real, you know, something on the ground to combat climate change, and so they decided to educate themselves about solar and organize a group purchase, and they were actually just overwhelmed with the success that they saw, and they had just kind of stumbled across this model that worked really well. And so my organization took that model on. We brought it to the Seattle, Puget Sound area and did Solarize campaigns, and then we've taken it across Washington and Oregon. And it's been so successful that we decided to try it out with different technologies. So ductless heat pumps is an extension of that. And it's really cool because, you know, solar is great, great technology, but it can be more expensive, you know, a larger upfront cost. And so this is a way for people to participate and to save money on their bills and get clean energy for a lower upfront cost with really great benefit as well.
So back to the ductless heat pumps, though, what's the general cost for the installed unit? And then with the 10% reduction through this group purchase, what how big an offset is that?
It depends on the system that you're getting or that you're looking at. But like Anna said, it's averaging right around 10%. So a typical 12,000 BTU single head unit usually runs around $3,300 to $3,400. And with the program, it's right around $2,800 to $2,900.
Okay, that's a decent savings. So so again, there is still time to get into the program, but not much in Jackson County, Hannah, you're saying.
Right, so just 1 week. So the Medford workshop is October 25th at 5 o'clock, and again at 7 o'clock at the Higher Education Center building in Medford, the RCCSOU building. And you do need to register online at energizerogue.org for the Jackson County workshop, and then also for the Douglas County and Josephine County workshops, which will be happening in November and December.
All available through Energize
Rogue. All available. All of the information and the registration link is online.
Okay. Yep. Energize Rogue. Hannah Soule is at Rogue Climate. Jill Eichenhorst is at Spark Northwest. And Damon Cochran is with Allied Comfort Pro. Thanks for joining us to tell us about the story.
Thank you.
Thank you.